nothing and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. Okay, guys, so we're recording a new episode today we're working on. Lauren, how was your weekend?
Good.
Did you get anything accomplished with the wedding?
No.
Oh, so no. You're still getting married. You didn't call it off?
Nope, not yet. Ask me again on Thursday.
Okay. And we've established that I am not emceeing the wedding. You've got that covered.
No, we said you were doing that.
Well, I said I would if you didn't need me to, but then you said you already paid someone to do it. So you're good, right?
I did, but I think you should still do it anyways.
I don't know. I'll think about that because I normally don't do things for free.
You said last episode you would do it for free.
I thought you he said he would do it for beer.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
If I don't have to pay for drinks at the wedding, I'll do it.
Deal.
And that's real easy since nobody is.
If I can get one dance with Max's mom, I'll do it.
Oh, my God.
Should I call her?
I'm kidding.
Let me make the call.
All right. So today, we're going to be talking about Caitlin Clark. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
Casey?
Duh.
Okay. Well, she's been all over the news, obviously, for the last few years. She played for Iowa in the Big Ten. She is the NCAA all-time leading scorer for men and women. And she was recently drafted by our home team, the Indiana Fever. Yeah, thank you. Is that applause for me?
That's for Caitlin.
Okay, so we're discussing Caitlin today. And it seems people can't get enough of Caitlin Clark. So Lauren, do you even know who Caitlin Clark is?
Yes, obviously.
Do you follow women's basketball?
No.
I didn't either. Does anyone? Here's how I found out about Caitlin. I did not follow women's college basketball. I did not follow the WNBA. I don't follow any women's sports except gymnastics. I'm kidding. I don't even follow that. But I, you know, obviously in the news and everything, I kept hearing people, oh, Caitlin Clark. So I tuned in to watch to see what all the hubbubaloo. What's the word?
Hubbubaloo.
Hubbubaloo.
That's not like a word.
It is.
Hubba, I don't know.
Hoobaloo.
Hubbubaloo. Bubblegum was all about. And so I watched and I was like, dang, this girl's pretty good. Just dropping, raining threes like crazy. But she can drive to the hoop and she's a good passer as well. However, I have noticed when I've watched her play, she kind of has some of that LeBron James attitude.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, if she shoots and misses, then her hands are, like, up in the air, like, I got fouled. Like, looking at the refs, like, what's going on? I saw that quite a bit. And I was like, dang, girl, get back on defense.
I mean, no, come on. Let's get real.
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah, but you know what? A smart basketball player will always try and say they got fouled because
a smart basketball player.
Well, here's the thing. You might think that she's whining or LeBron's whining or whatever, but you know, they flop. They want the foul, especially if they don't, if they didn't make it. Right.
But that's so what we
part
consider,
of their game is acting.
Okay. Well then the game's changed from when I was growing up. Cause if you were a flopper or you did that growing up, like you were weak, we would talk trash about you. Like,
oh, come on.
You can't handle it. You can't hang. You just want to get fouled all the time.
But here's the thing is, you know, you're coming there, you know, offense is coming down the court. Defense is getting set. They're looking to take the charge. Right. And so let's say
if there's a charge.
Right. But how many times is there really not? And they flop, but they're taught to do that.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing on being taught to take a charge. But I'm saying there's a point where, do you know why they call it flopping? Because it's fake. It's fake. Mm-hmm. And there's a point where when you start flopping all the time, that it gets ridiculous and then people excessive. Start making fun of you. Yeah.
So like I have not noticed that she overdoes it.
I mean, she doesn't do it all the time, but it was quite often that I noticed it.
Yeah.
Where like if she shoots a shot and misses, then she's immediately turned into the refs with her hands up.
Well, maybe she got fouled.
Maybe. But if the rule of basketball is if you don't hear a whistle, you don't stop.
Yeah. But also the rule of basketball is for a player to communicate with the ref if they're excessively getting fouled and hey, watch her, being like, she's getting me. And then finally you'll hear that whistle blow because they're missing it. I just want to.
There's probably some truth to that.
I kind of just want to like debate right now. I don't even know why. But
there's some truth.
I think if you say black, I'm going to say white.
If there's some truth, there's some truth to that. But I just think there's a point where you're not going to make every shot. And just because you don't make a shot doesn't mean you're fouled. Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to suck it up and get back down to court.
All right.
But that's just.
I mean, that. So let's go over that. So that is, we're talking about Caitlin Clark and. You know, Ezra's kind of picking on her. She averaged. We're talking about your fan, right?
I'm a fan, yeah.
Okay. So she averaged. So over this last season, it was 31.6 points, 8.9 assists, 7.4 rebounds, 1.7 steals. She shot 45.5% field goals, 3 points, 37.8%. She was 86% from the free throw line. Anyways. She can flop all she wants.
See, she doesn't need to flop.
I'm kidding.
I mean, she's good. Like, kidding. You know why I can't stand LeBron James? Because he's a flopper.
Because he's a baby?
Yeah. It's like, don't be a baby. Just suck it up. You know, that's a big debate as to why people say Michael Jordan was the greatest ever and not LeBron James, because Michael Jordan was not a flopper. In fact, I mean, Michael Jordan would argue with the refs, but like, most of the time, the league was different back there, in my opinion. Yeah, I think it was rougher.
I heard Michael Jordan has like this really like boring personality.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that does not shock me.
I've never met the guy.
Yeah. Well, I know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
Okay. Maybe you can get him on. Maybe you can get Michael Jordan on the show. Okay. So, yeah, Caitlin Clark's coming to Indiana. Drafted number one. So what do you guys think? Her salary over the next 4 years is going to be $338,000. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
What is that, like a year? Is it like 76?
Mm-hmm. That's year? Over four. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Because there's a lot of hullabaloo about it.
There is.
Yeah.
On social media, because everyone's like, that's ridiculous. She's so underpaid, this and that.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean. The WNBA basically has been, you know, suffering. And so when you look at, you know, how unsuccessful it has been and that, you know, things like that, like, I think you and I were talking the other day, they're not there yet. You know, they're not able to fund yet, I think, at a higher level, right? Like, because it's not been successful. But now with bringing her in, we're going to see, and we already have seen, and so is the WNBA, a huge turn. And so those pay, I think over time, their pay will start to go up. But, you know, I think that's what they had to work with.
Yeah. Well, currently, the NBA subsidizes the WNBA. The NBA gives the WNBA $15 million a year. From doing some research, the WNBA loses $10 million a year. So right. They're not negative. Even turning a profit. Mm-hmm. Now, can the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark turn that around? Because they've already been selling out games and she hasn't even set foot on the court yet.
Right.
So maybe this is the start of that.
Yeah.
But you also have to look at Caitlin Clark is bringing a lot of hype to the game. Like, she's kind of like right now a Michael Jordan, so to speak, or a LeBron James, where she's the best player ever in the basketball player in the NCAA, women's for sure. So she's carrying that. Now, there's also the question of how is she going to perform in the WNBA? We don't know yet. But if she continues to improve and be as good as she was in college, it's going to bring a lot of fans and money with her. But she also, people also have to keep in mind too, she's also getting endorsement deals. Because in college, I think her NIL money that she made was around like $3.5 million. And I think she's currently working on a deal with Nike.
She signed and it's like $3.5 million a year for 8 years.
With Nike?
Each year annually. Yeah.
Okay. So as far as money goes, she's going to be fine. But the reality is the reason why the WNBA players don't make as much is because the WNBA just doesn't make the kind of money that the NBA does.
I am on the old Google machine, and it does say that Erica Wheeler with Indiana Fever, she makes $220,000 a year, who she still plays on the Indiana Fever. Jackie Young would be the highest WNBA player, and she's at $252,000, and she's at in Las Vegas.
And how long have they been playing, does it say?
It does not say, but I can look it up. Erica Wheeler... Erica Wheeler is 32 years old and she's been playing for 8 years.
Okay. So clearly there's players out there that have gotten raises.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean, I think that people were more in shock that here she's coming in like the Michael Jordan of, you know, women's basketball. She's a fresh face to the game. She's young. I think people just thought that she would be paid more, but she is an intro level player, right? I mean, it's her first year.
Yeah, and this is just a 4-year deal. Well, the thing to keep in mind too is Michael Jordan, when he played, he was never the highest paid NBA player in the league. And arguably he was the best player at the time. But he made so much money in endorsements that it allowed him to not need a huge salary from the Bulls.
Right.
So they could use that money to acquire people to help him win a championship. And the reason why I think Michael Jordan is better than LeBron James is because Michael Jordan did it all in Chicago. He didn't have to change teams and go where the other stars were to win championships. He just did it all in Chicago and he made the people around him better. So hopefully Caitlin Clark can do the same thing.
Yeah, very good point.
But I'm a Caitlin Clark fan. I think it's cool what she's been able to do. So I'm rooting for her. But I have noticed there seems to be definitely some individuals in the WNBA and outside of the WNBA who are like analysts or whatever, who aren't giving her much respect or credit. They're kind of hating on her a little bit,
you know? Right. And we were watching,
because it seems to be,
yeah,
there's some individuals who are pretty envious of what she's got going on, because, and naturally as a competitor, you know, I might even be the same way if I played in the league and there was this new guy coming in that everybody was hyping about. As a competitor, I'd be like, I'm going for that dude. Like, he's not going to score 30. He's not going to drop 30 on me or whatever, you know? I think as competitors, I think there is definitely some trash talking going on, some hating for sure.
They're like, I don't get why she's getting all this attention. And, you know, the other players haven't gotten that. Well, you know what? Caitlin did that. She did that.
Yeah.
She's getting the attention because of what she did.
Yeah.
So stop whining. And, you know, go play basketball. And sorry you weren't, you know, recognized the way she is. But, you know, she did that on her own.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, because of her accomplishments as a player at Iowa, it gained attention. Therefore, it built up a lot of hype and a lot of people, you know, including myself, because I didn't watch women's basketball. until I heard about Caitlin Clark, and I was like, man, I'm going to check it out. And when I watched, I was like, damn, son. I was like, she's pretty good. I mean, just dropping, raining in threes from all over the court. I mean,
all over.
Like barely two steps over half court, and she's draining threes. And like I'm like, nothing. Damn. Uh-huh. So, you know, and, you know, she took Iowa to two Final Four appearances in a row. So she accomplished. She didn't win a championship, though.
I know, right?
So, you know, that's still up against her right now. She has no championship in college. So we'll see what she can do in the WNBA. And I believe the Fever have won some championships before. Prior to Caitlin arriving, obviously. So the Indiana Fever do have some experience with championships, which I think is great because Indiana is the basketball capital of the world, so to speak. So if you don't know much about Indiana and you're listening, pretty much all we're known for is basketball, race cars,
and corn.
And corn.
You know, I love that, you know, she's from the Midwest, and there's about five Security to seven. Message.
Your computer has been locked up. Your IP address was used without your knowledge or consent to visit websites that contains identity theft virus.
Did you just get...
To unlock the computer...
Did you just get a
Am
virus?
I getting hacked?
Please do not just attempt to shut down or...
That's...
It was trying to hack me.
That's
AI. To our listeners, that was my laptop, and all of a sudden it was freaking out, and I, you know, getting hacked. But let's go back to, I love that she, you know, she said, you know, she came to Indiana because we are a basketball state. She's from the Midwest. It's, you know, 5 hours to 7 hours between, you know, where she went to school and then her hometown. So, you know, she is all basketball. Now, did you know that she was like a multi- She played like five sports. She does not lack athletic ability.
No. She's a superb athlete and has a great shot.
And her dad had her playing. All her whole family's, you know, just a history of athletes. And when she was younger, you know, at rec league age, you know, like in first and second and third, where she was at, there was no girl teams. So she, her dad put her in with the boys. So, you know, the first 3 years of her life, she was out there playing with the boys.
Yeah.
Do you think that that did anything?
Me?
Like, do you think that helped?
I think so, yeah.
You do?
If, you know, it's always, it's kind of like the saying, you know, like if you're a good athlete and you had older brothers and you played with your older brothers all the time and their friends, it helped your game because you were having to basically go as hard as you could every time to just try and compete with them. You know, that's kind of how my brother was because he was a really good athlete, but he was always playing with me and my friends. So I think that kind of helped gave him an edge over some of his other kids in his class and stuff. So I think that probably did help a little bit. Now, I'm not saying a woman couldn't accomplish those things without, you know, practicing with men or whatever. But if that's the case, I don't think it hurt her at all.
No. Well, so I played, my dad kind of did the same thing with me, with my basketball. He was my coach. And so my, one of my brothers is only 18 months apart and he didn't want to coach two different teams. So I played with the boys. But I didn't turn out like Caitlin Clark. I don't know why. But you know what? I think it's cool, but you know what, when we talk about, you know, that she did that, there's still this huge talk, you know, about men playing women's sports. Where are you at in that?
Do I think a person born a male should be able to identify as a woman and play women's sports? I do not think that they should do that.
It is happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard about it. I think there's a very small percentage of that happening. But I think in some cases you can see that it's kind of a clear disadvantage, basically because they're coming in still kind of in the body of a male competing with women. And, you know, biologically, men tend to be stronger than women. Exactly. So it puts them at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And I hear a lot of it, now the news doesn't pick up on it very much, but I hear a lot of female athletes speak out against it, mm-hmm. saying that they don't think it's fair.
Lauren, what do you think?
Yeah, I do not think. I think girls' sports should be girls' sports and boys' sports should be boys' sports.
Me too.
I don't think that there's if you want to identify as a woman or transition into a woman or whatever, I think that's fine. But I just think there's some things that go along with that in a sense of it doesn't mean you can just come right in and compete in sports with women and mm-hmm. You know,
because it doesn't change your biological makeup. I mean, at the end of the day, you can change, you know, your body parts, but your strength, everything that a man has that a woman has or born with, you guys just are naturally stronger, naturally faster, like in the athletic world. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you go out there and get rid of your dingling, doesn't mean you should be able to step out on the court with the girls still. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think fine if you want to do that, but I don't think that you should be playing with the girls. Now, maybe something that should happen is that they should have a league of their own, right? Where they're all in the same boat, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how they identify. And now we got a league like that. But you said something earlier about, you know, you haven't seen a lot of it and it's happening. It's rare that it's happening. But since we've opened the gate, of course, everything starts small in this, you know, when our world starts accepting things or changing things, that shit's going to get heavy.
And what about like,
go ahead.
The girls who want to wrestle. What do you guys think about that? Have you guys ever been to like a wrestling mm-hmm. meet and like there's a girl mm-hmm. and all the boys tap out because they
do
for the most part. Yeah. And because they're always like, I'm not wrestling a girl.
Oh.
And then the girls always win.
I don't know. That stuff's not real. I don't know. I haven't really got much into it. I think the transgender thing is a very small percent of the population, but certain political movements and news outlets try to bring it to the front for whatever reason. That's just kind of out of my wheelhouse a little bit because it's just – those are things that I have a hard time comprehending as far as what's going on there, mm-hmm. you know, with a person. And therefore it's kind of hard for me to comment on it. But I just, based on from what I've heard from other female athletes, I personally think if a woman wants to wrestle guys or play football with guys or whatever, I don't have any issue with that. Bring your A game and see what you can do. And I'm not saying they can't do that or wouldn't be able to. But I've yet to see a female athlete come out and compete with men and excel and like kind of mm-hmm. rise up above the men.
And so I think that, right. So they're saying, I think, the identity thing, they're saying, well, that this is a double standard. We are seeing girls wrestle. We are seeing girls go out on the football field. Right. And so why is it okay over here, but not okay over there? Right. So, I mean, come on. It makes sense. You know, I don't think it's, mm-hmm. you know, double standards. A woman can try and go play with the guys. Right. And it, like you said, if she could pull it off, mm-hmm. well, kudos.
And but, I think there's some,
but there are chances.
I think there's some, there's definitely cases where women have succeeded, you know, playing with men as far as, you know, on football teams or whatever. Now, are they better or maybe better than some, but there's still a long gap, I think, in my opinion, between the top male athletes and the top female athlete. Like you put Caitlin Clark in the NBA. I mean, I'm not saying she couldn't score anything, but she would just be a very,
average,
below average, probably average to below average player in the NBA. Hmm. So, in fact, you know, she might not even last very long in the NBA to where they're like, we can't even use her. You know, she's, if that makes sense.
No,
the look on your face, you're like, what?
I am, but I do actually think that she could play a point guard.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not saying
I think she could
I don't
because
know.
Of her. her ability to see the court is so exceptional that in her ball handling that, hey, she might not be putting up a shitload of shots, but she'd still make a great point guard. I think she could play. And people are going to be like, Casey, you're crazy.
Well,
I
would be down to see that.
I know. That'd
like
be cool,
if Caitlin's like, I want to play with the guys, I'd be like, yeah, I want a front row seat to that because I want to see this. And I'm not saying she couldn't. I don't know. I'm just kind of basing it off of, you know, when I look at women and men athletes. But, you know, I don't know. And maybe someday we'll get something like that. But that she would be the player to test that out because she's the best women's college basketball player of all time. She's the leading scorer of men and women's NCAA. She holds the record for that. So, yeah, put her out there in the NBA and see. But I don't know, man. First, let's see how she does in the WNBA. If she's out there running the court just unstoppable,
sick, nasty,
then I would be more convinced that she could make it in the NBA, you know? But did you guys see by chance the press conference, her first press conference she did here at the here in Indianapolis. You did watch it? Did you see what the reporter said?
Yes. And here, I don't understand the big deal why everybody's making this a big deal.
Well, I watched it a couple times. And basically,
here, let's go ahead and play it for the audience. Hold on.
Okay. And this is from one of our local TV stations, Wish TV Channel 8 here in Indiana.
All right, Drew, thank you very much. Well, Indy Star columnist Greg Doyle is in the middle of a national firestorm over a comment that he made while asking Caitlin Clark a question during her introductory press conference for the Indiana Fever. News 8's Danielle Zukoski has reaction tonight from veteran sports columnist Christine Brennan.
Christine Brennan says she was disgusted by the comments Indy Star columnist Greg Doyle made to Caitlin Clark and her head coach.
Christine Brennan has never heard a comment as inappropriate as what Greg Doyle said to Caitlin Clark during her first ever press conference. And Brennan estimates she's covered thousands in her nearly 43 years as a sports journalist.
Couldn't believe what I was reading when I saw it on Twitter and then I watched the video. Just the arrogance, the horrible way in which Greg Doyle is talking to a 22-year-old.
Doyle made two comments drawing criticism. One where he started by making Clark's signature hand heart symbol to her.
Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, I'll lead to this.
You like that?
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine.
And a second to her now coach, Christy Sives.
You just were given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it?
Brennan says this is sexual harassment after speaking with Title IX attorney Nancy Hogshead.
This sense of a quid pro quo involving Caitlin Clark's use of that wonderful gesture, making a heart to her parents, and Greg Doyle hijacked that.
Clark has been quiet during this, a move Brennan celebrates.
She's actually been very classy and said nothing. That's okay. It's not her job to talk about it. It's my job to talk about it.
Brennan says it is disappointing to have this conversation in 2024 after spending her career fighting for women in sports.
Okay, so Greg Doyle, a reporter for the Indianapolis Star. The Indianapolis Star is our Indianapolis newspaper. Basically, he's at the press conference, he kind of comes out with this first question. And he's like, he's the head reporter of the Indianapolis Star. That is the Indianapolis newspaper. He's the head sports columnist, right? Mm-hmm. So I think Greg Doyle thinks he's a pretty big deal. So he comes out and he says, hey, you know, he's doing a little heart symbol thing and kind of makes it awkward.
He's out with the other reporters and he's wanting, you know, to get called on. Mm-hmm. And so he does her symbol. And when she's done, you know, at the end of games, she makes the heart up to her family, right?
Yeah, I don't necessarily had a problem with that. It was when he said, if you start doing that to me, we'll get along just fine, which he was joking. But some might take offense to that. Like, he's kind of basically saying, I'm a pretty big deal here in Indianapolis, and if you want me to, you know, cover you and give you news cover, I don't know. I don't know what he said.
So where are they putting in that this was sexual harassment?
That's what because I'm not he's getting. Basically tell he's kind of like, if you start doing that to me, we're going to get along fine, which was a joke, but some took offense to it. Like, it was an inappropriate joke, which I kind of think it was a little creepy. But then he also in the press conference asked the head coach, he says, hey, you've just been handed the keys to that. And he says that referring to Caitlin, mm-hmm. not referring to her as a person. He's saying, like, she's an object. Like, you've just been handed the keys to that. What are you going to do with it? And so that to me, it was creepy. And I was just kind of like, what's this dude doing? And it's like, dude, represent Indianapolis and don't be a moron.
Okay. Look, if he did mean it in the way that some people took it, that's not okay. But when I heard it the very first time, I thought this was a reporter out in the crowd. You know, everybody loves Caitlin Clark's little symbol she throws up. So he did it. And then I think he meant like, hey, because, you know, she throws it, you know, after games to her family, like, hey, you know, after your games, maybe throw me your heart symbol, whatever. I don't know. Maybe I missed something. I don't think he meant it in the way that people have taken it. I think he thought he was trying to be funny.
I think that was part of it. I didn't really take issue to him doing the heart thing. I mean, whatever. It was when he said, she was like, yeah, that's what I do to my parents after every game. And he's like, okay, well, if you start doing that to me, then we're going to get along fine, which he was joking, but it was kind of an inappropriate joke. And then when he was referring to Caitlin as a that and not a person, which as far as I know, Caitlin doesn't identify as a that. As of that.
And I took that part as, hey, you got the keys to that, like this amazing basketball player. What are you going to do with it? Like, well, this is amazing. I took it more as a very.
I think it was.
I don't know. I don't know if we are misunderstanding him or if he meant it that way. I mean, has he responded?
Yeah.
What's he saying?
He apologized and says that he's part of the problem. he's saying he's part of the problem.
Did he say he meant it that way?
No. But this guy.
Lauren, you got it?
Yeah, I have it pulled up.
The reason Can I don't read like
some of that.
The reason I don't really care for this guy is because he's a very, in my opinion, he's kind of a far left type guy. He was very like when Carson Wentz was the quarterback for the Colts and Carson Wentz didn't want to get the vaccine, he was like trashing Carson Wentz all the time about it. And he's just sort of this guy that thinks he's really important here in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of think it was karma biting him in the ass a little bit because of how he's behaved in the past. It was, in my opinion, I don't think he necessarily meant to be derogatory or sexist or anything like that. I think it just came out that way because he sort of has this cocky attitude. And that's part of, I think, the issue women have with men who are that way, who are sexist, is they just think that they're naturally above a female. And so I think the way he portrayed it was putting himself above Caitlin, like if you start doing that to me,
I think he was joking. I really do.
I think it was a jokingly
joke.
Yes, it was a poor choice of words. But even jokingly, even if you're joking around, you still have to be careful with how, especially people that don't know you. Because
I'm gonna tell you what, you can't say shit anymore without getting like in trouble.
I get into trouble with this all the time because of my sense of humor. Like people that don't know me come across, they're kind of like, what?
Yeah, right. You could be a person very with your type of humor. You could be taken the wrong way a lot.
Oh yeah, like, I mean, I've had women break up with me because of my sense of humor.
Right. Yeah. Lauren, pull up the. Let's see what he had to say. What you got that?
Yeah. So at the beginning, he kind of just says that he's done this for years with Colts coaches, Purdue players, IU players. And then he does say, notice something. This is in his own words. Notice something about all those names. They're all men. And then he says, I've been talking about
He said, stories have been written about idiots who act or say otherwise. And then comes along another story, comes a story about another intensive man, which goes viral on social media. And I've decided to write about, and he puts that in quotes, idiot. Because that's, he said that. So he did reference that he.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's
that was
the,
wrong.
That's the thing is he, his stuff went viral because a lot of women took offense to it. And Caitlin Clark hasn't commented on it, so I don't even know how
I
she
think
feels
that
about
that's
it.
A sign. I think Caitlin Clark isn't saying anything because I'm not speaking for her, but it makes me wonder if she didn't really think anything of it, right? So
and maybe not.
And, but
or she had just has enough self-confidence that
yeah,
like it doesn't matter about
doesn't matter.
This guy does not
she
matter.
Kind, right.
Yeah, I mean she kind of put off a vibe, in my opinion, in her response. I was kind of like, dude, you're weird or whatever. Mm-hmm. But
right.
I don't know. I mean, it's you have to keep in mind, too. And I think Caitlin's handled it well. I mean, Caitlin's only, what, 22, 23? I mean, right. She's a young – she's a, in my opinion, you know, I would look at her and be like, she's a kid, you know, because she's so young. And maybe me saying she's a kid – maybe that's an inappropriate word. Maybe a woman would be like, I'm over 18. I'm 20, a woman. Yeah,
22.
But, you know, it's like, you know, my daughter's 20, but I still think of and refer to her as a kid, you know, like mm-hmm. she's young, you know, I mean, so I don't know. Yeah. I think it was a poor choice of words and it's just a matter.
There
of,
we go. Poor choice yeah, of words.
It's a matter of how you interpret it and things mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, because if I was sitting up there, I wouldn't have thought anything of it. But then again, we have people that thought something of it. So it just goes to show that perception and how you perceive things or take people can be vastly different in their comments.
Right. And I think, you know, he, I don't know. I think this was a little bit.
Because I can't imagine him wanting to get on TV, interview Caitlin Clark and, you know, put his foot in his mouth so the whole world can make fun of him. That doesn't sound like something he would have signed up for.
No. But I also think he had, I think he had a sort of aspect of arrogance that went along with him and who he thinks he was. I think this was karma kind of biting him in the ass.
I believe in karma.
Is what I think.
Okay.
Because he's been one in the past to be very critical of people who think differently than he does.
Okay. Well, we definitely believe in karma. So, you know what? We're excited though for Caitlin to be here. This was a good talk a little bit about basketball and some drama. We're going to wrap this one up. You guys want to say bye?
See ya.
Peace out.
Peace. All right, you guys, you can give us the thumbs up and subscribe. It means a lot to us. That's what we are counting on from our listeners. Make sure if you have any questions, email us at ageofbeans@gmail.com. We also have our Facebook group, Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Join that group and have some fun with us. Peace.